Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's been a long week.
Hey, Lou, first time caller, long time listener.
You've waited patiently.
I could think of a million things to ask you, but I'm going to limit it to one thing today.
Well, the time is here.
I don't think I missed a show except for when I was out of town.
And the time is now.
Hey, that is unacceptable.
Time now for Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Good morning. This hour of our show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by ChevyDriveChicago.com, and by the Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Company. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Pick up the phone and give us a call if you would like. I would love to hear from you this morning. Let me know what I can do to help you out this morning. Lindsay, I think, is sitting down in the producer booth there this morning.
I'm not.
You're not? Hi. No.
Hi.
I'm out in Los Angeles.
Ooh. Brag about it.
I know,
no,
right?
Yeah, right. Well, believe me, you didn't want to brag about it at 2:30 this morning.
No.
I'm out in Los Angeles this morning. I'm coming to you from the studios over at KABC, where we do House Smarts Radio here in Los Angeles after the show we do in Chicago. They're kind enough to house me here this morning. And anyway, nice to be here with you all this morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, I mean, it's 49 degrees here, so yeah.
But it is a beautiful, I mean, truly, every week I know I talk about it all the time and I like wake up or I go out there and I take a picture, but the Navy Pier right now looks amazing.
Ditto.
I mean, look at that. Ditto. You're looking at the same Navy Pier I am?
Yes.
It is. Every time it's like picturesque and I want to take pictures and I just can't capture it. And I send it to my husband. I'm like, look at where we live. So cool.
And he's like, we don't live here.
Yes,
you
we
work
do.
Here. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't have to, you know, we have all these new things we do at WGN.
Can you see anything
Radio
out
now.
There in LA? Is there like smog everywhere? I mean, can you even see?
No. I mean, well, it was dark when I got here this morning and the studios that they have are kind of in a nondescript sort of area. So it's kind of, I got here and they're like, oh, there'll be a guard to let you in the morning. There was no one there.
Oh.
And this guy, Steve, who works here, I'm banging on the door.
Oh,
he let me in. So anyway, it's all good. And I have a question. You know, we have all these new rules now. We got the new owners now, the Nexstar Media Group. You know, we're WGN again, or we were always WGN. But I'm a little nervous, Maple. You're going to have to guide me through the whole, you know, got to hit the sounder and the news and everything like that.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be on time now.
Right. That was a harder problem for Mike Steven than it was for me.
Oh, okay.
And the problem is we're not going to have an opportunity to do our little crosstalk, which his mother, Marcia, really likes. And so this is probably going to, you know, affect us, our relationship, which I'm not excited about because I like talking to Mike in the morning. But anyway, we'll make it work.
For sure.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio. What can I help you with this morning? We're going to be talking with, I got to open up the right piece of paper here. Who are we talking to? Oh, she's on the phone this morning. We have an interview that I did just earlier this week. Is it, I'm trying to remember here who it is we're going to talk to this morning. Who are we talking to this morning?
To the easy expert.
Oh, the easy expert bridging? Okay. That's what it was. If you're a carpenter and you know what bridging is, this guy that invented this product, it's really kind of a unique thing. And so I think that you'll find it pretty interesting. We'll talk about that a little bit later on this morning, about 8:35 after the news this morning. Bridging is a material that when you build a floor, if you go down to your basement and you look up, it's the wood that goes perpendicular to the flooring, and that helps to make the floor solid. It's a huge necessity when it comes to building a floor. It's a code, rather, actually. But this gentleman, a local guy, invented a real cool product, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on. But I want to talk to you this morning. 312-981-7200. 7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Shanahan, where Gene is on the line. Gene, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Well, it's not a big problem, but I had company over the summer, and the lady used heavy-duty hairspray, whacker, and I didn't realize it. In the light bulb light, you can't see it. But when the sun shines in there, you see these little lacquer dots all over the wall. And I thought, okay, I'll take some water. It looked like it came off. It didn't. I thought, okay, I'll go down, get the paint, paint over it. Paint was no good.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Back up again. You sprayed some lacquer and it's on the walls?
No. She used heavy lacquer hairspray.
Oh.
And okay. I didn't realize it. And it's like all over the bathroom wall. She was spraying her hair in there. And in normal light bulb light, you don't see it. But right. When the sun shines in there, I've got these dots all over the wall. And I thought, well, I'd wipe them off with just water softly. It didn't work. Thought I'd paint over them. Paint's no good. What would you recommend so I don't have to repaint the whole bathroom?
Okay. The
a different problem.
Yeah. Well, when you did paint the walls or and it didn't cover?
No. I did not. I went down to look at the paint and the paint.
Oh, I see.
But I wound up throwing it out.
I see. Okay. Before we do anything, you want to probably use spick and span, warm water, and a sponge.
Okay.
And that is going to, it will probably take all of that off. Warm water and a big yellow sponge, get it, you know, damp. Don't scrub like crazy, but put a fair amount of pressure on there, and it'll get underneath that hairspray and should lift that out. And if that doesn't do it, okay, then what you have to do is lightly sand the wall and repaint.
Okay.
Use a paint and primer.
Yeah, I know. Those are not the words I wanted to hear, but I was trying to avoid that. But I thought, well, whatever. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, and I love your program.
Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it.
You know what it is. House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lindsay, we were got to Los Angeles yesterday, and we're staying at some hotel, and there's like a little rooftop pool with this beautiful view. We went up there, and
I know I got a picture.
So this waitress came by. Carmen meant to. We're out here seeing Carmen, and I did a little first call. I came to the radio station to set everything up, and then I met the girls back at the hotel, and they're already by the pool. And then this waitress comes by, and Meredith's like, oh, this is Jessica. I'm like, oh, hi, Jessica. She goes, she's from Nebraska. And I go, go Cornhuskers. You're playing Northwestern this Saturday. And she's like, oh, my gosh, how did you know that? Oh, and it was just funny because the Northwestern football game is going up later on today. So she was all excited about the fact that she was from Nebraska, and I knew that she, you know, right. They were playing football.
Yes.
And she's like, I don't know where I'm going to go watch the game. They love their football
hold
in Nebraska.
On. Was she an actress?
I didn't ask, but I would assume everybody at this hotel, this hotel we're staying at is brand new, and so there are like 500 people working there.
I'm sure.
They must be training everybody, you know?
Mm.
Literally, you pull the car up, there were like 15 people opening the doors.
Hey, it's good service.
They walk in, and there's like five people welcoming you.
Like,
and
ooh, it's Lou Manfredi. Ooh, Lou.
Yeah,
Lou.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it was it's very nice. We went to a comedy show last night.
At the Comedy Store?
At the Improv. Right. It was really fun. But it was I was out way too late, and I got up way too early. So if I fall asleep in the middle of the show today,
I'll take over.
Lindsay's taking over.
I gotcha.
Just say, Howard's Restore Finish. Your answer to everything would be, Howard's Restore Finish, call Permaseal, and Gilkey Windows. We'll be right back. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the north of the Cheddar Curtain and talk to Chris, who's in Wisconsin. Hey, Chris, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Lou?
Good.
Hey, got a question for you. I think I have an insulation seepage condensation problem in the insulated wall in my garage. This only happens in very cold weather, sub-zero for several days in a row. I will get ice and condensation in the top, you know, in the very top of the garage. And then when it warms up, the water seeps down and gets all my drywall, my garage wet.
But wait, hold on a second. The insulated, is this the insulated wall between the garage and the house?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just trying to picture this. So I'm in the garage and I'm looking at the wall, and this is just in one corner, like where the wall meets the outside wall?
It's on the wall when you look at the very top, against the wall there, you know, where it's insulated, because then the other side is our bedroom and our kitchen. It's a two-story home, and at the very top in very cold weather, it, you know, there's condensation, and it forms ice, and then when it warms up, it unfreezes, and then it leaks water.
And on the exact opposite side of that place where you see that condensation, what's on the other side on the inside of the home? Is that the kitchen? Is it the stove? Is it the exhaust fan?
Well, this is happening up in on the second story where our bedroom is, so it's our bedroom.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not okay. Okay. All right. And up above that, can you get into that attic space?
Yeah, I can climb up in there. Yep.
But that's going to be like a tight spot over there, right?
No, I mean, it's pretty open.
Okay. All right. Well, then what the one thing you need to do is go up there and take a look and see what that condensation. Do we have any mildew or mold up there because of the insulation that is there? And I would go and inspect that first. And if you notice any evidence of that where it's, you know, discolored or anything like that, I would go ahead and take that out. But then what you really have to understand is if there's some draft, is there some venting up there that's allowing this cold air to get in there? And if there is, seal that up. And if not, you know, then additional insulation in that one spot would probably be helpful to you as well. There's no light fixture or anything close to that area? Like
no,
a ceiling can't?
This is happening out in the garage, not in the house.
This is happening in the garage, but you just said it was in the bedroom on your second floor. I'm not following.
No, it's on the other side of the wall in the garage. So all the condensation's in the garage that's not insulated, but it's against the wall that is insulated.
So the condensation is happening on the uninsulated wall next to the insulated wall.
Yes.
And what's above that area is your bedroom.
Right, but there's no water damage in the bedroom. It's all leaking in the garage.
Got it.
In the unfinished part.
Okay. Yep, all right. Now I'm picturing this. In the bedroom up above, okay, where this condensation issue is happening on that outside wall, are your heating vents in the floor or in the ceiling?
They're in the floor.
Is one near that area where this condensation is happening?
It's not, no.
Not anywhere close.
Nope, it's, you know, if you look at the two walls, the heat vent is on the wall for the windows that are out the front of the house.
Yeah, nothing back there at all. Okay. Well, then probably what I would tell you to do is, since it's the garage side, is I would open up the drywall right there, and I would add insulation at the top part of that wall.
Okay.
Because you're getting some kind of draft or buildup right there, and there's some heat gain or heat loss that's causing this condensation and the dripping. And I think that if you cut out a section, look, if you're going to cut it out so you can see what you're doing, right? Don't just make a little one-foot hole. Come down 2 feet, go across 4 feet, you know, take a nice big chunk out so you can see what's going on. Make sure there's no mildew or mold inside the wall as well. And then from there, you can decide what to do. And if you added a little insulation, even at the top there with the craft face facing the garage side and then re-drywall it, I think you'll probably solve the problem.
Okay. Good.
All right.
That's what I kind of thought was an insulation problem. Yeah.
Right. All right. Thanks, Chris. Sorry it took us a while to get there. I was just trying to follow you along to figure out what the story was. Thanks so much for calling. Sue has a quick hairspray. Are we doing hairspray talk, Lindsay? Is that what we're doing? Sue is in Normal. Sue, I like to use Dippity Doo in my hair. What do you like to use?
Well, that sounds fine, but you can't spray it. And I promise to be real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
My friends actually use it. I am one that uses hairspray.
Okay.
And the hairspray actually will take it off. And any pump spray, I have my microfiber cloth, wring it out real good like you're supposed to anyway, and then I just spray it on the wall, and I have, it came out so perfectly. Normally, I put it on my wood, and it came out. I have a cabinet behind where my husband.
Right, so you're using the hairspray to remove the hairspray.
Yes.
And even a lacquered hairspray?
I did. In fact, it is so lacquered. You know, you wouldn't necessarily recommend it, but when rather than painting it, I wouldn't recommend, regular walls, but you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Sue, you know what I want you to do? I want you to hold on to the line, because I'm going to have Lindsay, do you have our prize list available handy somewhere? Can you read we're going to send Sue and Normal, because she's so helpful, the Marconi gift pack, with the Marconi Jardinera, which Ooh. I bet you could rub that. I bet you could rub that on the wall, and I don't know what it would look like, but it would smell delicious.
Well, I might rub it somewhere. Maybe
give her the information about Marconi.
Are you talking about the Marconi Gourmet Gift Box, an assortment of Marconi? I can't say this word though.
Jardinera,
pasta sauces, and salad dressings, one of Chicago's favorite traditions since 1898. Find them at marconi-foods.com. Marconi makes it better.
Hang on there, Sue. We'll get that information out to you right there. I appreciate you calling this morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. Your how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation.
Welcome back.
It's against the law.
Lou Manfredini. House Smarts Radio. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Bob, who's in Morton Grove. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. When I had some windows removed, the guy said, is there something else you think you need? And he went up in the attic. I thought I needed more insulation up there. And he went up in the attic, and he saw mold on the roof. And he says the only way you can fix it is take off all your gutters and soffit and fascia and put more holes in the soffit. Vent in more air.
Well, okay. When you said he saw mold on the back side, meaning on the back of the sheathing
on the roof underneath.
And what's the condition of the roof?
The roof, I think, is pretty good. Not too long ago, I had it re-roofed.
Okay. And okay, so a couple things. Have you inspected this, or did just the person that looked up there?
He looked up there. I think I remember when I crawled up there, I removed a chimney, and I had the roofers, patch up the hole. But I did notice some dark, on the wood in there.
Right. Okay. So that all can be sprayed with a mold killer, which may not take care of the staining, but it'll kill the mold.
I got two dormers, and the space up there is like craw. You got to craw in your stomach to get up there. There's not much space.
Well, okay. So have you ever heard me talk about a product called Concrobium Mold Control?
Yes. I bought that. I used that.
They make that in a gallon jug, and then they also make, Concrobium makes an autonomizer that you the best way to kind of describe it is it almost looks like a miniature cotton candy machine, but you pour the Concrobium inside this thing and it autonomizes and turns the cleaner into a mist.
Oh,
and so you can take this up into that dormer and plug it in and let this autonomize in there, and it will cover all the surfaces. It'll spray and cover all the surfaces. And when that concrobium hits that mildew and mold, it'll kill it.
Right. So, yeah, because you can't really crawl up there.
No, but the mist will get up there.
Right. I know what you mean. It's like they have bugs and stuff. Exactly.
And so something like that would probably make a lot of sense for you in that application. And you need to buy the autonomizer. It's not that expensive, but again, it won't do anything. It won't like change the look of it. You know, it still may have the stained look to it.
But right. Well, up there, you're not going to be looking up there.
Exactly. But it'll kill the mildew and mold. You just have to.
That's the main thing. And then he says I had to take off all the, fascia and soffits and the downspouts and to make more holes in the soffit.
Well, I don't, you know, the adding more ventilation up there is always a good idea. That I don't have a problem with whatsoever. But, you know, if you just had the roof done recently, you need to solve the underlying issue of why you're getting mildew and mold up there. And that could be from not enough ventilation in there. And maybe you do need some more vents. Maybe you need an attic fan up in that space. Who knows? That might be something.
Like a wind turbine fan up there.
Just
and, you know,
one?
You have the two end, like vents on each side of the Cape Cod, you know.
Oh, and those are open as well?
Yeah, those are open as well. But the thing is, too, my son's got a 180-gallon saltwater tank, and then we got a 54-gallon tank. You know, we got a lot of fish tanks.
Oh, in the home.
Yeah, so that moisture must be migrating up there.
Well, that could be adding to that, and maybe what might make sense for you is to add an attic fan with the humidistat up there.
Right.
And that way, it just automatically turns on and off. You know, if the humidity level gets higher, I mean, I would. What I would do is I would do the autonomization with the concrobium, kill all that mold, and along with that, what I would do as well is maybe consult a roofing contractor to come and install an exhaust fan to suck all that air out of there and put a humidistat on there. The fish tank thing is an interesting issue where, yeah, you could be adding a lot of moisture up there from that. And that may help to control the area of mildew and mold. Thanks so much for the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Debbie is in Arlington Heights. Debbie, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hi, Debbie. One second. Holding. 1, 2, 3. Hello, Debbie. 1 second. She's pushing the button. Hi, Debbie. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi. I wanted to tell you, I've been waiting to talk to you for like 2.5 months. I've had this problem. I have had a piece of wood from when I was a child, about 5 years old. I'm 55 now. My dad was one of Chicago's finest, and we had us in the cottage. Up in Wisconsin, my dad built a wood bench in his garage, and we all signed it as children with my dad, with his badge number that was on it under a Budweiser crown. It was actually a piece of plastic that came with a six pack years ago.
Okay.
So it was a special piece of wood, and I had it in storage. And a few months ago, I had taken it out, and I had put it on my bed. And I felt like I was starting to get bit, but then I felt like I was getting attacked. And I was like, I didn't see anything on my bed. Checked for bed bugs, had my building check. Nothing. The piece of wood I had put into a Ziploc bag to bring to a framer. They have a shadow box and seals, of course. And it had been a 45-year-old or a little longer old piece of wood. It was the wall for me. I kept getting bit, and we couldn't figure it out. finally I saw something in the corner of my ear, which was a rusty brown color. And I have quite long fingernails, and I grabbed it out of my ear, and it was not a tick. I've gotten bit by a tick before.
Okay.
By the polar rug, and this wasn't a tick. So I looked it up, and it said it was a cedar mite. And I was wondering, do you know, I have called every dermatologist from here to Evanston, and about seven total dermatologists to come see me or to meet, you know, go see them. And they're not seeing people till February or March. So now I have this problem. I've been getting bit. I don't have bed bugs. What I saw, and I matched up the bite marks from different other bite marks online, and it keeps saying mites. Meanwhile, I've scratched them to a point where I'm going to have very bad scars. I know it.
Right, right. Okay. I'm very sorry that that this is happening. You're a little out of my expertise as far as, you know, dermatologist or how long it takes to, I do know that it sometimes it takes a long time to see a doctor for this stuff. And I'm really sorry that you're having this. Obviously the mites must have been inside that piece of wood, which, I mean, I would probably address if the rest of the room has that as well. And I would just really stay on top of the physician to try and get an appointment as quickly as possible. Again, your health and well-being are most important. And if you're super concerned, you know, and you're insured, obviously, or if not even, you may want to run to the emergency room as well if this is a chronic issue, to at least start the process if you can't wait that long for seeing a dermatologist. I'm really sorry about all that. Thanks so much for your phone call. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. I'm Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Hey, you can't do everything. Sometimes you need a little help. That's where Lou comes in, and he's taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
No, you're not alone, because I'm going to make this place your home. Settle down.
Welcome back, Lou Manfredini. House Smarts Radio. We take all your calls from sewers to shingles about your house. Maybe not so shingles is a bad way to. Maybe shingles is not good. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mike is in Oak Park. Hey, Mike. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you?
I have a question. My son bought a house in the western suburbs of Chicago. It's an older home built in the late 50s, ranch style. And last year he had a insulation contractor blow foam into the underside of the roof deck. And my understanding is this was to create a unvented attic.
Underside of the roof. Okay. All right.
Okay, so there's like 3 or 4 inches of foam throughout the whole attic. Stuck my head up to just take a look and see what the world looked like up there, and noticed that they had not reconnected the bathroom vents. Previously he has the normal, whatever, multiple air vents up towards
right.
The edge of the roof. And it looks like they just basically foamed over all of those vents, and they disconnected the 4-inch line from the bathroom vent and just left it hanging, spilling out into what is now, my understanding, a unvented attic. And that sort of doesn't make sense to me.
Makes zero sense.
My understanding.
No.
I'm sorry?
It makes zero sense. And actually, the whole, so the attic right now is an unfinished attic?
Yes.
And so there's insulation between the ceiling of the living space and the attic. There's insulation in that area, correct?
No, they removed that. It was blowing in insulation, and with a truck-situated vacuum long hose throughout the house. They literally sucked out all the blown insulation
okay.
that used to rest on the ceiling.
Okay, and then what is your son using that attic space for?
It's just open. I mean, it's an unfinished attic. There is a furnace and a hot water heater situated up there that has the it's a high efficiency furnace, so you've got
right.
the two PVC pipes coming out the top of the
roof. When did he have this work done?
Last year.
Okay, well, get those Yahoos back to connect the venting. That is like mistake number one. I mean, we're not going to vent your attic, but we're going to dump all the moist air up in there from the bathrooms, and we're not going to vent that outside. That's like that. I mean, he should actually get money back. Like in the contract, when they say they're going to do it professionally in a workmanlike manner, which is the craziest word I've ever heard in a contract. That is like no one's paying attention. So, A, that needs to go directly be vented outside, no questions asked. Now, this okay. theory, the theory behind putting the foam insulation up at that attic space, all that heat now, what's happening, is escaping from the living space, and it is heating the attic, okay? But now when it gets to the backside of the where the roofing is now, that foam insulation, is keeping that attic warm up there. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but there probably needs to be some slight venting in there because you can get moisture buildup, and you just have to pay attention to make sure that it doesn't become a mildew and mold issue, especially with mechanicals up there.
Right.
See, to me, if I was going to do that in that situation, the mechanical portion of it where the furnace is and the water heater, I would actually build a wall around there so it had its own little room because the water heater is high efficient, but it uses that combustion air. It's a gas water heater, to your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. It's using that air for combustion. So where is it getting that air if it's not vented from the living space below? That's actually against the code from the gas company.
Okay.
So there's a whole bunch of things that need to be addressed. I would build walls around the mechanicals. I would vent that outside so that combustion air can come in for the water heater because that's against code. And those vents need to be corrected and vented outside. Period, the end. No, there's no discussion. That's what has to happen.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, sir.
Thank
you very much. I will quote you to him, and we'll move forward on that.
And he'll be like, Lou-hoo. Lou-hoo. That's what he's going to say.
Thank you very much. Lou.
Call me with all of your questions when it concerns your home. I appreciate you calling this morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
It's the weekend. Time to get to work on those projects around your home. But don't work too hard.
Everybody is in too big of a rush. Lay back, take a sip of tea, mow a little grass, and then if you get tired, take you a nap.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you. This hour of our show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, AmericasBath.com, and you, the listener. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
Oh, hey.
Yeah?
Can I give somebody a shout-out really quick?
Sure.
My brother,
yeah?
Ty. Hey, T. He's just texted me that he's listening in the car.
Really?
Well, all the way down in North Carolina.
Oh, I thought he lived in Nashville.
Well, he's driving to work, I think, I'm sure, somewhere.
Oh, very
He's on
nice.
The road all the time, you know?
Right. He's an over-the-road truck driver, right?
That's what
he's
right.
doing? He drives for...
Give us a toot, T.
J.B. Hunt. Well, both hands on the wheel, Tyler. Be nice. Your sister drives me crazy every single day.
Ha ha.
Poor guy. You know, I'm very helpful. I'm very helpful here down in Los Angeles. I'm here at the studios in KABC. And when I went to go make some coffee this morning, I asked the guy, I go, is there a place I can make some coffee? There's no. I wanted to buy donuts and bring coffee. And he goes, oh, yeah, here's a coffee maker. I'm not quite sure how to use this one. I go, oh, I have the same one at home. He goes, yeah. And right here in this jar, a mouse dropped in the jar. There was a glass vase, like a glass vase, and there was a mouse in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh. I go, want me to do anything with it? Yeah, if you want. And then I was like, well, I mean, should I do anything with it? Well, then I went to go. Then I couldn't find filters for the coffee. And then I went back over, and there's actually two mice.
Stop it.
So I said, is that vase important to anybody? And he goes, no, I don't think so. So during the break, during Maple's News, I went and took the vase and went outside and let them free. It was like I felt like Scar from Lion King. Life's not fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I can't believe you're drinking the coffee. Because
well,
I feel like
I got rid of the mice. It's early.
They were around. I know. I can't believe that you've even done the
show.
Well,
they were in the jar. They weren't in the coffee. Well, at least
yeah, but they were around there. They had to walk to the jar.
Well, I'm so. Is the very talented Annie Mazur still sitting over there?
He
Annie Mazur. Hey, Annie Mazur.
What's up, Lou?
How are you? Sorry to get to see you today. I saw Andy's handsome face. He was filling in at WGN Television Thursday, Friday.
Yeah,
it was fun to see you there.
We shared the channel together, didn't we?
Something like that.
Yeah.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. How are things in L.A.?
Well, it's warm. It's nice. You know, there's a reason why people live out here.
Well, that's very true. I mean, I used to live near there, but
right?
You know,
not too far, right?
Yeah, I understand that. You know, around this time of the year, and you know, maybe in a couple of months, yeah, that's probably a better place to be.
The guy that runs this station here is a former Chicago radio person, and you know, he's been here for a number of years, and he said, you know, the weather's great, and I love it, and you know, you get to a certain point in your life, you're like, I can see why people live here. It really is a beautiful part of the country, no question.
Yeah, you retire.
Hard to get around.
Yeah, you retire the shovel, and then you try to test your patience on the 405 or anything that tries to get you around L.A.
It was, we got, a friend picked us up at the airport, and we had to drive 7 miles, and it took 30 minutes.
Yeah, I believe
it. I mean, you could run that. I mean, if you were fast.
It's like, where are all these people going?
Exactly. All right. Well, nice to have you on the air today,
Luke.
My friend. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Tim is in Chicago. Tim, good morning. You're on WGN.
Actually, why don't we take Nancy?
Like I said, Nancy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I'm great. How can I help you this morning?
Good morning. I wanted to ask about a sealant that I could possibly use before winter gets here. Around my patio door area.
Meaning a sealant, in other words, is the door leaking air around where the door meets the opening or the actual door itself?
The actual exterior portion, which would be the door, the exterior portion is leaking air.
Okay. And this is a sliding door or a swinging door?
It's a sliding door with a screen.
Right. And do you use this in the wintertime?
Yeah, we have like 4 raccoons. We feed squirrels and animals all winter for the last 3.5 years, and 5 cats, 2 feral cats, and then we have actually 3 feral cats.
I bet you're popular
and we
in
have
the neighborhood.
We're the talk of the neighborhood, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the thing, that any kind of sealant that you would put on, you know, you'd probably have to come up with something that when you close the door, it would seal that, you would be able to still operate the door. There is an aluminum weather stripping that's actually designed for swinging doors, but this could be effective on a sliding door as well. It's called Cinch, C-I-N-C-H. And what color is the door? White, brown, what color is it?
Oh, it's just, it's a new door. It's just white.
Okay, new and it's leaking air?
Well, it's not that new. It was, it's a cheap one, but it's not brand new. It's like 2 years old.
It still shouldn't be leaking air. I mean,
it does.
Okay. A two-year-old sliding door, depending on who you got it from, should still have a warranty on it, and you could probably get them to come out and take a look at that. If you wanted to add this weather stripping, this cinch, they make it in white, and it's got a self-stick side to it with a 3M tape, and it has a plastic kind of a rubber sealer that when you close the door, you could cut it with a pair of tin snips and seal it against the frame of the door. And you could do the same thing at the top. And on the bottom, you may want to actually install a door sweep, which you would need a couple different ones, probably two of them because of the width of the door. It isn't going to look super pretty, but it'll help seal out the wind coming through there. But again, with a door that is leaking air that's only 2 years old, I would definitely get the installer back to take a look at it and see if they can make some adjustments. Thanks so much for the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Always remember my three rules. Number one, have fun.
Evan, how old are you?
Six.
Grab your hammer. Put a nail in that hole right there.
Number two, be smarter than the material you're working with.
Does your dad know which end of that hammer is the business end?
And number three, never hold a nail for someone else.
Put another one in there. Don't hit my finger. Ow! I just said don't hit my finger. Whoa. Go ahead, hit it.
And now back to your host, that lovable Lou.
How old did you say you are?
Six.
Amazing. You're pretty good with that hammer.
Yeah.
I know.
On 720 WGN.
I was thinking, how long ago was that Learn It with Lou?
So long. We were at the Kohl's Children's Museum.
No.
Yeah.
That was at the... No. That was that event, wasn't it, at the racetrack?
I don't think
but
so.
But my point is, that little boy that was hammering was six. I wonder how old that little boy is now.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
my
sad.
My wife said she ran into a lady somewhere, and she said, oh, my gosh, my son loves listening to your radio show on WGN Radio. And my wife's like, oh, that's so nice. How old is your son? And she said, 18.
Oh.
And she's like, what? Yeah. He has listened to me since he was a little kid.
Hmm.
Isn't
so
that
cute.
Funny?
It is funny.
Yeah. I wonder if it's that kid with the nail. He could be 18 by now.
No. It wasn't that long ago.
I think it is.
No. Yes, it was at the museum, at the Children's Museum, because you were making birdhouses.
I don't know.
Stick with me.
I'm planning on it, but it was a while ago.
Yeah, that was like, about the same time.
Okay.
Anyway.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Linda is on the line. She's in Winfield. Hey, Linda, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How can I help you this morning?
I have a garage door. It's like four panels. I wonder if I can take one panel out and replace it with a glass panel and use that good one to replace the bottom panel.
How old is the door?
Probably about 15 years.
I mean,
it runs great. No problems with it. We just want to have some additional lighting in the garage.
Right.
And we want to see if we could take a panel with glass in it and install it.
Is it an insulated door? Insulated metal door?
No.
Is it a metal door?
It's metal, but it's not, I don't think it's insulated.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you could have a garage door installer come and probably swap out the panel for you. And in theory, what you want to do should work. It's a question of if the patterns and the styles match. I mean, if it's your garden variety four panel raised panel metal door, that shouldn't be an issue. There's a bunch of different garage door, you know, installers around the there's a company that I've used for years is called Consolidated. They're kind of a big outfit, and but they're smaller ones too. There's a guy we did a shoot with a while ago on House Smarts TV from Elmhurst, who was really good, and they've been around for a really long time. If I can come up with that name, keep listening, I'll give that to you. But they did a really nice job.
Okay. Do your wife still have her diamond pin?
She does, yes.
John Beck says it run for the Home and Garden Show today.
Oh, my God. She loves that. She wears it all the time.
So thoughtful. I remember
that's
you.
So
I remember
nice.
You,
that's
Linda.
So nice. Yeah. Well, that's very okay, sweet of you. Thank you. You too. That's so nice of you to call. Appreciate that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Gabriella is in Chicago. Gabriella, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Lou. My question is regarding my bathroom. I live in a 1938 built Tudor home, and okay. The upstairs bathroom has always smelled horrible. There's some venting issue with the bathroom sink drain. I clean it, I air it out, I have air freshener. When I stand over the sink, it always smells like I'm standing over a sewer. And I can't stand it anymore. My husband says, oh, just pour bleach down it. But then I just smell bleach for a while, and it's still every time. The house could be empty all day, and when I come home, I go into the bathroom, it smells like someone took a dump. Sorry.
Man, well, is there a full moon out today or what? Everybody's just in a mood today. Come on. I am happy, and I'm dancing, and come on. That's terrible. All right, this is your vanity.
I'm so happy I got through to talk to you.
Okay, this is your vanity. This is your vanity sink.
No, it's an old sink. It's an old, I don't know what the type of sink they call it. There's no vanity. It's like on four pedestals. It's probably the
right, but it's the sink. It's the sink in your bathroom.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Here's what we're going to do. Is there a pop-up on that sink? Meaning that can you close the pop-up so you can fill the sink up with water?
Yes. It's not working too good either. It's
all right. I want you to take that out. Okay?
Okay.
Then I want you to buy at the hardware store a tube brush.
Okay. Tube brush.
And it's like remember the bottle brushes we used to use to clean the bottles when the kids drank milk out of a, right?
Yes, I have one of those. Yeah.
Okay, well, this one is a little longer, and it Rubbermaid makes it. It's got a yellow tip. It's kind of narrow at the point, and then it widens out. That's the one I want you to buy at the hardware store. It's got a little black handle on it. You're going to shove that in the drain, and then you're going to take some Pine Sol, full strength, and pour a little bit over the brush. And you're going to scrub the side walls of the drain all the way to the trap. And you're going to get all that gunk off that side wall of the drain, and it's going to clean it. And that odor that you said, what it smells like will go away. And you can do that on any drain. Now, when you go to take that pop-up out, there's probably a little handle, that makes it go up and down. Make sure that you either put that back in because you don't want the water or the Pine Sol to spill on the floor. But you've got all this gunk and buildup that's above the trap, which is why you smell this. And the bleach thing, like you said, you smell the bleach for a couple days and then it's fine. But you do this and you'll solve the problem.
Okay, wonderful. So I also have a secondary question from this. The wall where that sink is, the other side of it is my son's bedroom, and that same wall is his closet wall. And sometimes when I go into his closet, it also smells like that drain. So that'll cure both issues.
Well, okay, so you're giving me more parts of the story here. So if that's the issue, then you could have a cracked sewer line or drain line that's in that wall. I mean, I would do this drain thing first and see what happens. But if that odor still comes back, there could be some separation or break in there that's causing that odor, and then it could be a venting issue or a clog in the drain, which would be in the wall, which you may need a plumber to help you with. But try what I described first and see if that helps.
Okay, I'll try. If it doesn't work, then I'll call you back. Because I did ask some plumbers, and they said, you need some venting thing in your pipe. Like, I forget what
they called it. It could be a venting thing, but try cleaning the drain first and see if that gets better. All right, I appreciate your phone call, because it's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Ugh, you can just feel the weather starting to shift, along with the temps. So don't let that cold air in, or let your hard-earned dollars slip out of an old drafty door. You need to come see Tom's energy-efficient, pre-finished or unfinished fiberglass exterior doors. Or take advantage of his on-site mill shop to customize any of his in-stock doors to any size in just 72 hours. You don't have to spend a fortune to have quality exterior doors in your home. One of many reasons to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet. It's tough enough to get a guy just to say the L word. Not on this show.
Ruthie, I love you.
Oh, Lou, I love you.
I love you, Deb.
All right, I love you too.
Come on, Greg and Annie. Good morning. Greg, don't take this the wrong way. I love you.
It's all about the love here on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Love you.
Love you too. Love when they spread the love.
So give us a call and join in on this love fest.
I love Lou. I love Lou.
Oh, Lou Manfredini, I just love you like everybody else.
I love you too.
Because you are not going to want to miss it. Right here on 720 WGN.
I'm proud to admit that I have a man crush on you, Lou.
Zooey mama.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You know, I go sometimes on Fridays to see movies with my wife. We have a little Friday date usually.
Yeah.
And we went on Thursday because we flew to Los Angeles on Friday. And she said, we're going to go see the movie Hustler. And there was all this talk of Oscar, you know, because she's a de facto member of the Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, you mean the one where J-Lo is working at a strip joint type of thing. And, you know, that recently I saw the movie with her, Downton Abbey.
J-Lo, isn't that?
No. I went and saw Downton Abbey with my wife, and I wasn't a huge fan because I didn't know anything about Downton Abbey, and I made the joke about, you know what love is when you're married almost 30 years is going to see Downton Abbey with your wife. I turned to my wife in the middle of Hustler, and I go, I like Downton Abbey better.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But J-Lo looked good.
She's,
in both films.
And she was terrific as the maid. Didn't she play a maid in a movie?
She did.
Yeah, she did.
She did. Made to order, I think it was called.
Made of something, whatever. All right. Speaking of order, you could order this product that we're going to talk about with my guest coming up. I got an email a few weeks ago from a gentleman who lives in the area. His name is Steve Popovich. He's an inventor, and he designed something that I needed 30 years ago. Where was he? But it's an interesting conversation. I love highlighting new stuff where people come from, you know, a need and invent something. Take a listen to our conversation.
Steve Popovich is an inventor, and he actually worked as a contractor for many, many years and designed a product that probably is a little bit specialized for most of you listening, but it has an application that is kind of near and dear to my heart because when I started as a carpenter, this is all I did was cut bridging. Steve, welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Thank you very much, Lou.
Tell me a little bit about you and your company.
Well, as a contractor, I always kind of looked for an easier way, and we were quality builders and actually a better way towards building solutions. So about 18 months ago, I sat down and designed a new bridging system, and I also applied for a U.S. patent in June of 2018, of last year. And lo and behold, the patent office researched my design all the way back to 1896, and as of July of this year, I was awarded that U.S. patent.
They probably had no idea what they were looking at because even people listening are going, bridging? What did he do? Did he design a bridge? Or for those that don't know what bridging is, the carpenters that aren't out there, explain it to our audience.
It's actually a requirement by building codes, man. As foundations are poured, floor joists are installed typically on 16-inch on center. Mm-hmm. But during this time, bridging should be installed. What it does, it helps the floor from flexing, and you get that bounce in floors, and it distributes the weight throughout the floor system. If you've got a heavier piece in one area of your room, you could walk across the floor, and you could feel that bounce, or your glasses or vases or whatever you have on the table will rattle.
Yeah.
This will kind kind of eliminate that problem and be a lot stronger than your normal wood extrusion.
So people that are listening, if you have an unfinished basement or you have a section of the basement maybe where it is unfinished, and you look up and you see those floor joists, right? And you've got a 2x10 or a 2x12 that's sitting on the wall at one side, and then it's expanding, maybe going to a beam in the middle of the basement, or maybe it's even going clear across in one section. You'll notice typically in the middle of that run, or sometimes it'll be not in the middle, depending on the length of it, some perpendicular blocks of wood, typically cut out of the same material, that are kind of, perpendicular to the joist, and they're offset back and forth. And the reason that, when you sent me the email about your product, when I started as a carpenter, as an apprentice, the first thing I did was carry a lot of things because I didn't know what I was doing. And I think the first thing that I ever got to cut on a job was bridging. And they set me up on a radial arm saw, and they said, take these 2x10s, these scraps that we have, and cut them into 14.5 or 14 3/8. I can't remember which it was, probably 3/8. And just keep cutting. Yeah. I'll tell you when to stop. And that was our bridging. But your system is kind of a metal hinged, really X, right? So the benefit when I saw the product was, A, if new construction, this would be super fast. But if people have a bouncy floor, exactly what you just described, when I walk across the living room floor, everything rattles, and how can I tighten this thing up? Many times, adding additional bridging or bridging, if you don't have it in the first place, can make a difference.
That's correct. And my piece, that system will go into an existing floor from below. If you have a basement, you bring this bridging piece down to the basement, flip it upside down, put it up there, and it'll create the same type of system and strength throughout the floor. And that's kind of an advantage of what I have, and it's a lot easier than trying to nail in those little 1x3s putting in that area.
Oh.
It's just a pain. And like you say, they're always given the low man on the totem pole to cut the bridging because it's not important in their mind, because they have more important things to do than to put in the block.
Right.
And this way, with my X bridging, you could run your electrical and your plumbing through there without knocking them out.
Right. And to give people the idea, when you have you and I are probably, close to the same age. When I was a contractor and then a carpenter, we used a lot of dimensional lumber. There wasn't the kind of engineering, the engineering lumber was just starting to come into play, back in the 80s.
Correct.
But even that requires bridging, because to give people the idea is that when you create a floor plate and you expand from wall to wall, those pieces of wood, whether it's dimensional or engineered, they stand on edge. But when you put pressure on them, the bottom can kind of flex a little bit, especially with a longer span. And that bridging tightens everything up, so it creates this very strong floor plate. And if you have a rattling floor and something that you just can't, I don't want to put a wall down there. Certainly you could build a wall to take the spring out, but it would change the look of a basement or the layout of it all. But many times this little crisscross of metal, which really four screws, right? And we're done. That's all we need
to
install it.
Exactly. Instead of 8 nails in a wood piece of 1x3, and you'll get knots, it'll crack, the weather will affect that with humidity and so on, and it's a solid system. And again, like you say, you want to put up a wall, now you don't have an open area. So
Steve, do you sell them by the piece? Do you sell them in packs? How is it, people, if they want to learn more about your product, what do they do?
Right now, we were going to sell them in like 25 box pieces. You're going to typically need maybe 80 to 150 of these pieces in your house.
Right. You're not just buying one.
Exactly. But I mean, yeah. And once they get that system into a video, we put that system into a video, and they could take a look at it from there and know exactly what's happening. See, And going back to where you said the my design was submitted to the patent office.
Yep.
Somebody, a reviewer that wrote a good response to me, that he was also a contractor and he's never seen anything like this, and he said, I don't see why he wouldn't get a patent.
No kidding.
He was experienced with it.
That's great. I love that. I mean, when I got your email and I looked at that, I was like, you know, I immediately knew what it was. You know what I mean? And I think there's a lot of people out there like me that they're in the trades or came from the trades going, oh, my God, this would have made my life. You know, Steve, I was like, where the heck were you 25 years ago?
I know. I couldn't believe it either, you know. But
Steve Popovich is a wood butcher that finally came up with a good idea, and he actually made it out of steel instead of wood. I like that. EZX, the letters EZX, bridging.com to watch the installation video and how this product works. And if you have a bouncy floor or you're a contractor building a home, you may want to check this stuff out. Thanks so much for taking the time today. You have a great rest of your day.
It's just a simple design. As I mentioned when in our conversation, if you have a bouncy floor and you want to take that bounce out, check out his website, EZBridging.com. EZX Bridging.com. Steve Popovich is the inventor. It was nice to have a conversation with him. All right, listening to House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini. Taking your calls live till 10 on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Working on a building out of hand-hewn brimstone.
I wish you could see how happy this country song makes Lindsay. She, like, the elbows are going. Right. You're so disappointed you're not wearing your cowboy boots. Not really?
No. I don't know. I've kind of been off the boots lately.
Really?
I know. Well, wow. I've come back. It was hot in the summer. That's what it was. It was hot.
Right.
And I couldn't wear them, but I did. I have kind of brought them out of the back of the closet.
Well, you've got a lot invested in them, so I don't want, you know, that would be the thing that your husband would be like, and your honor, I'd like to show you.
It's right. Bad. And now I'm getting my daughter into it. And she's like, ooh, perfect. Mom, I need new boots.
Well, the good thing is she'll grow. And so maybe she'll have the same size at some point. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Let's get back to the phone calls right now. Tom is in Arlington Heights. Tom, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. I'm in the process of moving to a new townhouse. And it's a beautiful, but it's 20 or 30 feet away from a pond. And so the water, the groundwater, just keeps on constantly flowing into that pit. And the pump turns on every minute and a half for 30 seconds and off. So I'd have to replace the pump every month if things keep the way they are. I don't know the solution. The only solution that I can think of is get a bigger sump.
All right, hold on a second. Now, the pond that's 30 feet away, when you look at your... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you look at your townhome, is it higher, the elevation of the townhome? It's obviously higher than the pond. How much higher would you say?
The house is probably 5 feet, but the basement is probably below.
Right at that same level. Okay. And have you moved in yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. When you move in, what I want you to do is go to, and is the basement finished or unfinished?
Finished, yes.
Okay. So, number one, in your new townhome, you're going to make sure you install a battery backup.
It has one, yes.
Okay.
Right.
So, when you go there, I want you to unplug the battery backup, and I want you to unplug the main pump on a day that it's not raining.
Okay.
And I want you to see where the water stops. Meaning that it's going to seek its own level. And if you notice when you do this, Tom, that you're a good 12 inches, you know, a good foot or so below the top of the pit, then I want you to adjust the float and or the main pump. I don't care if the pit holds a little water. That's fine, right? So that you're not running that pump as often, and I think that then you'll you know, because it'll drive you crazy if you're, you know, listening to the radio or watching TV and the thing is punk, punk every, you know, couple of minutes or so.
It's so right below the master bed, right?
Of course, yeah, even right. Right. You're trying to take a nap, whatever it is. Right. So, so you want to adjust that, and if the pit holds water, that's fine. The other thing that I want you to pay attention to is the topography of the ground around your townhome. Pay attention to the downspouts. Are they pulled away far enough? You know, the leaders that are from the downspouts away from the home. Is water pooling by a corner? You don't want to add any more water to the basement just because of a little bit of grading. Now, the fact that you're close to this pond and the groundwater, that certainly makes a lot of sense. But I think if you adjust that float and or the pump, again, it doesn't, you know, so in other words, you're going to unplug this, you're going to look at it going, yeah, look at that. It's the water's right there. It's a foot below the lid. Now, adjust that float so maybe at 10 inches below the lid, that's when the pump kicks on.
Okay. Okay, so then the pump would kick on, but if the pump still, it's just a, it's like a Zoeller, it's not a Zoeller, but it's just got that short...
Float?
Float, yeah, right.
Yeah, so you just got to adjust the float up to that level, and you'll have to play around with it a little bit. But the other thing for you, and the fact that this thing's going to run more often than most, you know, kind of a rule of thumb that I've always given people is the switches on a pump should be replaced every 3 years, and pumps should be replaced every 7.
Okay, right.
You have any idea the age of this pump?
2 years old, I believe.
Okay, so put in a calendar somewhere. You know, probably to either, you're probably ready to replace the switch now. You know, when you move in, put a new switch in, you got nothing to worry about. Then 3 years, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, swap out the pump.
Okay, all right. And the, like I say, I'm a little confused with the water level because the pump, you can't adjust the float. I can raise the pump up if that's what you mean.
You can adjust the pump, right, exactly. So that's my point, is the fact that that if you can't adjust the float, you're going to raise the pump up. You just want it to hold more water in there, and then if it sits there, that's fine. Not a problem. Don't worry about it.
Ooh,
I appreciate I appreciate the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini, and he's taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, America. How are you?
How are you? Just like that. 1 hour left of House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Lindsay producing, Bob Ferguson pushing all the buttons, Maple's doing news, Nanny Mazur's on sports. This hour of our show is sponsored by Design First Builders. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before I get back to your phone calls, Andy Mazur, can I ask you a quick question?
You can.
Why? Tell me why the Cubs would not give this job to Joe Girardi.
Oh, you know what? It's interesting that you point that out because if you listen to Theo and what he was talking about and what he wanted in a manager, I think he described Joe Girardi to a T. You know, they're going through due process right now, obviously. They got to do their due diligence on the other guys that they're talking about. You know, Girardi, I think, would be the guy to go with. That's just me, personally. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Here is a guy that, I don't think that there is a Cubs fan that would say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they hired Girardi. You know what I mean? He was a beloved player. My gosh, you were, when the Cubs were on GN and you were doing the Cubs games, you were covering games when he was the catcher.
Yeah. I mean, he was the unofficial captain of that ball club. I know that he had the speech on the field at that day that Daryl Kyle passed away. He was kind
of... Oh, my gosh, I just talked about that. Yeah. I was at that game.
Yeah, in 2002.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was, you know, very vocal about, you know, getting back to baseball after 9/11. I mean, he was kind of a go-to guy. And, you know, as a catcher, really involved with pretty much every pitch and every play in the game. And I think you've seen a lot of these catchers have success. Now, on the other hand, because, you know, you look around the league, and there have been a couple of rookie managers that have done okay and guys that have never managed before. I mean, Rocco Baldelli right now has taken the Minnesota Twins to the American League Division Series. They lost yesterday to the Yankees, but they'll play again today.
Right.
So, it kind of depends on what direction you want to go in. And it also kind of depends on how much influence the front office wants to have on day-to-day decisions. Because if you hire Girardi, you're not going to have many. Or at least right. He's going to want to manage his club.
You and I don't get to work together that often, but a few weeks ago, actually, Lindsay probably has the rejoin that we'll play a little bit later on, and I was joking about that my cousin is married to Roger McDowell.
Ah, okay.
All right? The former pitching coach for the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
And there's a funny little exchange. I'll play it later. You'll get a kick out of it.
Cool.
But I had a conversation with him. He wants to get back to being a manager, pitching coach, right? Yeah. And he said, the hard part about this whole Moneyball thing right now is that all these team owners, they want to play by the numbers.
Right.
And the baseball people, they're devaluing what they bring to the table.
It's a little bit of a tug of war. I think you think that you see the most successful organizations have a little bit of a balance, a give and take.
And that's what Roger said is the fact that he goes, hey, I'm not anti numbers and all that statistics, all that, that's what baseball's all about.
Right.
But at the same time, your gut's going to tell you that guy's out of gas.
Yeah.
And he can't, and I know he's supposed to throw the slider, but he can't throw the slider.
And no amount of spin rate or exit velocity are going to tell you what's in a guy's heart.
Right. And that's exactly what he said. So, I get the due diligence, and I love Grandpa Rossi.
Yeah.
But you've got, Joe Girardi is probably just the pinnacle of just a great guy. There's no doubt he has the experience. What did he manage the Yankees for, 10 years?
Yeah, more than that, I think.
Yeah.
Won a World Series.
Right.
Northwestern guy, obviously grew up around Peoria and played for the Cubs on two stints. Yeah. Won a bunch of World Series as a player with the Yankees as well.
I love Joe Girardi.
Yeah.
And he's Italian. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't know if that plays into it. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now. If they hire Joe Girardi, Lindsay... If they hire George Girardi, we're going to send him a Marconi Giardinera gift pack.
Great. Done.
Well, it's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the way what we do, we need to send that to Theo so he hires
there
him.
There you go.
That's what we got to do.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Andy.
You
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Diane is in Elgin. Diane, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning. It's so nice to talk with you.
How can I help you?
I have recently had the siding on my house soft washed, and I noticed or I saw that I also have some algae mold something growing on my roof shingles.
Okay.
So I talked to the guy about it, and he of course recommended that they do the roof as well. And so I said, well, let me do a little research, check some websites. And there were definite pros and cons. I mean, some websites were like, absolutely do not do anything like that to your roof. And other websites said, yeah, the soft wash is great. It'll take care of the algae. Because if you leave it, it will make your roof shingles deteriorate more rapidly. So I would like the opinion of an expert.
You want me to get one? Oh, you're calling me. Oh.
Listen, you have answered questions I didn't even know I had over the years. So.
You're funny. Okay. Well, let me tell you this. As far as when you start to get organic material on a roof, whether it's algae buildup or moss or mildew, eventually what happens is it will work underneath the shingles. It can cause leaks because it separates the bond between the shingles. It can shorten the life of the roof, which, of course, you don't want to do that. And so I am a proponent of getting that removed. However, I really have a much easier, more affordable solution for you. And whether you do this yourself or hire somebody to do that is up to you. You have heard me speak on this show for quite some time about Wet and Forget.
Yeah.
And they just recently introduced this product called their Rapid Application Hose End product. And it sprays up to 30 feet. You put it on a garden hose, and somebody goes on the side of the house, maybe with a ladder, because, on the roof, you probably have to get up there. And you start at the top, and you spray it all down. In, a couple weeks, all that organic material is going to be dead. And it's eventually going to wash away. You don't have to scrub anything. You don't have to do anything. You just wet it down. Now, if there's a buildup where it's, a lot, and you can see, you may have to do a couple applications, but a bottle of it's $40.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hire, you know, a handyman to do this or even a roofing contractor. They don't even have to get on the roof. They just have to spray it all down, and it will work.
And that's, I get, that is what these people do, is they spray it. They don't get up on the roof. They don't get up on ladders.
Yeah.
They use a chemical, some type of chemicals in their water.
Right, right.
So I know that would be cheaper, but right now I don't have a handyman, and I'm not going to.
But, I mean, if they're using a material that is also, you know, what I, if they're using a commercial material that's going to take care of that organic material and kill it and eliminate it, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your help.
Diane, have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
So I have a cousin. She's married to George McDowell. Anyone? Google? Google? There's
Googling furiously.
George McDowell. You're still not there?
Google's got nothing for me.
He was the winning pitcher for the New York Mets in the 1986 World Series. He also was the pitching coach for the Atlanta Braves.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Say my name.
Come on. I can Google it right here. Come on. Here, look. My gosh. Oh, no, it's not George. It's Roger.
Thank you.
Say my name. Missed it by that much.
Yeah, definitely not getting invited to Thanksgiving this year. Now back to Moo Lanfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Say my name of the day. I will call, you would say, baby, how's your day?
You're not nice.
But today, it ain't the same.
Everybody thinks you're so nice. You make fun of the old people.
Like I say, you're just so easy.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mark is in Niles. Mark, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Hey. I have a front porch that is, it's concrete, 4 feet by 6 foot, and then there are 5 steps leading up to that porch.
Okay.
All concrete, one monolith, and you know, it was probably built in 38, and so it's wearing. There's a few chips. It's in pretty good shape, I'd say, but there are a couple chips on the lip of some of the steps, and also it's just generally worn down to where you can see, you know,
the aggregate
a little bit more.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out if there's a way to repair those chips without just having, you know, ugly patches. It's something that'll blend. And also, mainly, I want to just preserve it from wearing down anymore. So is there some way to either seal it or resand, or, you know, put a little coat on there? Or
yeah, there. So in something like that, so you said you think it's original from 1938?
Well, it's old.
It's old.
I've only been here 20 years. But.
Got it. Okay, but it's, I mean, it's an older concrete. Here's the thing, trying to just patch the couple of patches, it will never match. And so your only, really, your only choice to kind of make it look nice is to recoat the entire thing. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. On the steps themselves, on that, you know, on the nosing of the steps, is that all solid? No big chips there?
Well, that's where the couple chips are on the edge of the steps. It's just like one little stone has come out of the aggregate.
Okay, but not super deep.
No, it. I mean, most people don't really notice it, but it's you know, it's enough to. I'm just worried that's going to start deteriorating even.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we had a sponsor a while ago. There's a local Chicagoland company that makes a concrete patch, and they make one that is the color for old concrete and the color for new concrete. And the old concrete one has a little bit more of a brown tint to it, which when you compare it, you know, new concrete tends to be a more gray color. Mm-hmm. The company is called Tintcrete, 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 and I believe the website's tintcrete.com. They sell this Tintcrete in a 3 pound and a 5 pound, even a 15 pound, bucket. I would prep this, and how handy of a guy are you there, Mark?
Moderately okay.
Okay. Have you ever decorated a cake?
Sure.
All right. Well, then you're going to decorate a cake. That's what you're going to use, a steel trowel. You're going to mix this up, and you're going to come across the surface of it, and you're going to work it back and forth, and then you're going to take a, like a broom finish over the top of it to kind of finish it all off. This stuff is really durable, and it holds up really well, and you're going to invest, I don't know, probably for that whole area, $100, and if you do this yourself and you take your time, you'll be amazed at the results.
So what is the proper prep?
Clean it. Get rid of any loose material. You know, I'd probably scrub it with just a simple cleaner. Like, I want to get rid of any grease and grime. You could use dish soap for all I care and a scrub brush and then rinse it. And actually, the fall, when the temperatures aren't, when the thing is down a little bit more, that would be great. Because great. you want to slow cure this thing when you apply it. So this is a great time of year to do that.
All right. Well, that's something I haven't heard of, so I'll give it a look.
You got it. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Mark. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back after this. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Marianne is in Chicago. No, let's talk to Tim in Chicago. Hey, Tim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. I was connected earlier. I was in Apple River, and we had bad cell reception. We had a ton of rain in Apple River. Anyway, I was calling about, I have linoleum tile in most of my apartment, and I'm just wanting something to really deep clean it. I prefer something natural, but I'll use whatever.
It's for, I'm sorry, you said linoleum or carpeting?
No, it's linoleum tile.
Okay. And you want something a little more natural to kind of do some deep cleaning?
Right. It needs a really good deep cleaning. Yes.
Okay.
If it's not natural, I'll do whatever. But,
right. Here's what I would do. And how big of an area are we talking about?
Living area and a living room and a bedroom and, you know, a short foyer from my, it's a small one bedroom, you know. So,
okay. Okay.
Maybe, I'm not good at square footage, maybe 30, right, right, 40. Right. I don't know.
Well, if you really want to give it a really good scrubbing, is it a sheet good linoleum?
I'm sorry?
Is it tile or is it a sheet good?
I believe it's tile.
Okay. If you rented a floor scrubber and you got a white Scotch-Brite pad for the floor scrubber,
yeah,
that would be a way for you to really kind of give it a nice scrubbing. And you could use a simple cleaner like, I mean, there are some, you know, like the, if you want something more natural, like a Mrs. Meyers or with a little warm water.
That is like Ace Hardware.
They absolutely would.
Because there's an Ace Hardware. I live like right on the border of Gold Coast and Old Town, so there's an Ace right nearby.
Right. So try that. See if you can rent the floor scrubber like that, and then use something like a Mrs. Meyers on there, which I think you'll find to be a really good cleaner. And the scrubber will do all of the work, which will, you know, give it a nice cleaning, deep cleaning, and I think you'll get good results. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Come on over here, Ron. Let me show you what I'm doing. Taking advantage of some of the time off to add a whole new wing on here. I'm going to rip these walls out and, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Well, you sound like a pretty handy guy.
Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Mary Ann, who's in Chicago. Mary Ann, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I've had a problem with PVC pipe leading from the humidifier going into the sewer. It has blockage. Is there anything I can put in it to help it remedy it?
Wait a minute. Lindsay, this is a question for Lindsay. Do you remember when you cleaned out your PVC pipe that was leaking on your furnace and you FaceTimed me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Marianne. This is Lindsay. What can I do? What do I say, though?
Never
what
mind.
Is the question?
Where is the blockage, Marianne?
Well, actually, I just had a new furnace and humidifier put in, and they tried to blow air into the PVC pipe, and it goes directly into the sewer.
Right.
And they said they couldn't, you know, remedy it. And I don't know if I would need a plumber to take care of that or.
When you're at the furnace, where you see that pipe going into the drain, where it comes out of the furnace, do you see a little T where it's kind of open up into the air?
No, actually, the pipe goes directly into the humidifier, and it goes along the wall,
yeah.
And it's an open wall, and then it goes into a panel wall, and it goes into, so I really don't see where it drains into.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, so, I mean, the HVAC contractor is typically the person that would do that. I mean, if they didn't blow the air in there, they should have offered to replace that piping, because that's their part of their service.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you know, if they're like, oh, we can't get it open or whatever, I mean, I would imagine the air blowing through it, that doesn't make sense to me. So if it goes into a wall, it goes into a drain.
Right.
If they just put in a new furnace and then they put a new humidifier in for you as well?
Yeah.
Okay. That's their responsibility to make sure that that drain drains properly. You don't need to hire another contractor to fix that. They should be doing that for you.
Okay.
Period.
All right. Well, thanks for your help.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning, Marianne. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In Forest Park is where Bob is on the line. Bob, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I have a 100-year-old frame house with a covered front porch that's the full width of the house, and I need to replace the decking material. I was wondering, well, right now it has the tongue and groove wood, and I would prefer to stay with that if I can, but I don't know what type of wood to ask the contractors to provide an estimate on.
So it's a covered porch?
Yes, correct.
And there's just like a Doug fir tongue and groove flooring?
Well, I'm not sure what it is, but it is tongue and groove. It's very old, probably, you know, decades old.
Yeah.
Which seems to be the normal for around here for front porches.
Right.
And I'm open to other types of materials, but in order to maintain kind of the look, I thought I would go to the tongue and groove, but I'm not sure what type of wood is available for that.
So, I mean, that typically on those old porches like that, what they were they were Douglas fir, tongue and groove, 3/4-inch flooring. And, you know, and typically people stain them or paint them, and they last a really long time. They do make a treated version of it as well. So that's really going to help for bugs and, you know, helps a little bit with decay, and it's for ground contact, although that doesn't seem like what you're, you know, with a porch you don't need. There are synthetic tongue and groove floors as well that you can buy if you wanted to do that mimic that look. It looks a little different. The plank is a little wider, and that would be something you could look at as well. There's a company called TimberTech, and TimberTech makes a synthetic decking that is sculpted on the bottom, tongue and groove, very similar in appearance to what you have right now. And the only difference is you'd have to come up with a little capping on the end to kind of finish it off, but a good contractor could do that no problem. You're in Forest Park. Trying to think of where I could send you to go look at that. Two places where you'd have to drive to, but it'd be worth it. If you went a little bit north, you could go to Harry's Lumber, which is on the northwest side of Chicago. They actually are a Trex dealer, but they can show you some of the stuff that they have there as well. They have other products as well. But then Fox Home Center in Alsip has a wide variety of different decking options as well, and you could see the product there too.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the help.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take Kate, who's on the line in Manuka. Hey, Kate, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have a question, and hopefully you can either tell me who to call to fix this or how I can do it myself with my husband. But we have a poured stamped concrete patio, and after all this horrible rain we got, we've been noticing that we're hearing like gurgling every time our sump pump ejects from right at the edge of the patio. So I don't know if the weight of it cracked the line or what could have happened, but you know, what should we do in terms of investigating and getting this thing fixed? Because I'd hate for something to happen to this brand new patio.
You're hearing gurgling. Where does the pipe come out by the patio?
So it's actually, the pipe comes out. They didn't pour over the actual line that that we can see where the water ejects. But right, like, I don't know, like 10, 12 feet from that where the edge of the patio is, every time the water comes out, we, on the, like, the opposite edge of our patio, we start to hear, like, bubbling and gurgling. So it's without fail. Every time the sump pump ejects that water, if we're standing outside, we can hear, like, gurgling right at the edge of where the patio stops.
But is there any evidence of the water being put into the yard there?
We have not seen any, but I've noticed where the line does stop at the edge of our yard behind the fence, we're not getting as much drainage as we used to get. So I don't know if something cracked. I mean, you can definitely hear it. It's not like the yard is saturated so much.
Right. Where's that water going? That's my, what worries right. me is that if it's not connected to anything and you have a brand new patio, the issue there is that it can undermine the ground and then sink right. the patio down.
That's what we're terrified of, frankly. So
right.
What would you suggest?
I mean, you know, this is, okay, there's a, I think what I would probably do is call PermaSeal because they not only offer plumbing services, but, you know, sump pumps and drain lines are kind of their thing. And okay. so they may be able to determine where this thing is and possibly even reroute it because the last thing you want to do is undermine that dirt and soil and have a right. big issue there down the line.
Yeah, that's we just spent quite a bit on this, so
yeah.
we don't want to lose our beautiful patio.
I would call them. I would call them sooner than later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We will certainly do that.
All right.
And you know, hey, what is that granite product that you promote to help granite countertops? Granite countertops look nice again.
Granite Gold is the cleaner and the polish and the sealer. Granite Gold. You
Great.
Can find more information at graniteGold.com.
Thank you so much, Lou. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. House Smarts Radio on WGN. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You've got your radio tuned into House Smarts Radio. How smart are you? I mean, if you're like me, probably not too much. So you need to give Lou a call. And lucky for you, he's taking your calls right now, live right here on House Smarts Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. The John Williams Show coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned for that. We'll talk to John in just a little bit and see what he has in store for you this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Diane is in Lake Forest. Hi, Diane. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Calling about a garage. I have a garage door, a double garage door that's just an off-white, and it's got a spot right in the middle that is starting to rust, so it looks very unsightly, and I'm just wondering, is there anything I can do to get rid of that and paint it, or I'm just not sure what we should
do. Is it a metal door with the kind of the factory finish on it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Unfortunately, you're going to have to paint the whole thing.
Okay.
So, but that's okay. So where that rust is, you want to just lightly sand it down. And I would use a rust stop primer over the top of that area, okay? And that comes in a white or, you know, whatever color it is. Now, you can paint that with an exterior paint and primer in one. As a matter of fact, the Clark & Kensington paint that Ace Hardware makes is a really highly rated exterior paint, and that product can be used on steel doors. You can tint it any color you want.
Clark and Kensington.
But the key is you have to sand that rusty spot first, and then you have to do the rust stop primer, and then just paint the whole door.
Got
are
it.
You
okay.
are you going to do this work yourself?
No, I was just wondering, like, who would it, I mean, is there somebody that does
a painter,
work specially with garage doors?
No, just any painter.
Okay.
And just say, this is the paint I want to use.
All right. I mean, the only other problem is then we have a matching third car garage that has another, you know, so then we're going to have to paint all the way across, right?
You got to paint them all.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Painting a garage door is a pretty easy, quick project because there's not a ton of prep work. And, you know, you just have this one area. So they'll clean the other doors, maybe even lightly sand it. And then with this paint and primer in one, if you're using a similar color, it should cover probably in one coat, but you may want two.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's just, of course, right in the middle. So to
of
me,
course.
You know, to see it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning.
Okay, you too.
House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Or turn out the lights. The party's over. They say
thank you so much for listening to House Smarts Radio. If you didn't get through today, you can always follow us on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at House Smarts, at Lou Manfredini. You can also email me at housemartsradio.com. Thanks, Lindsay, for producing. Bob Ferguson pushing all the buttons. Andy on news and Maple, Andy on sports and Maple on news. Appreciate all your help this morning. John Williams is walked into the studio. Good morning, John.
Hello, my friend.
I have a couple of quick things for you, and then I want to hear what's coming up on your show. I was happening listening to your show when you were having a conversation this week about people leaving Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
And it bummed me out.
I know.
It bummed you out.
It bummed Brenda out. Daisy, our dizzy dappled dachshund, was sad for 24 hours.
And then the next day you asked people to call in about, you know, what they loved about Illinois. And the phones didn't ring.
Not as much. And one of the first calls was a guy who goes, I love it here, John. You know, I like my life. I like the things. But I'll tell you what, these taxes. And then he started doing it, too.
I know. Well, and so that was, I have millions of reasons why I like living in Illinois.
Oh,
but,
good.
But what I really wanted to talk about, I know I love to, one of my favorite things to listen to is your Mincing Rascals podcast.
Thank you, sir.
And you've got a couple of new contributors who I thought were exceptionally excellent with the topic of this potential teacher strike that you all kind of spoke about, and they really brought an interesting perspective to the topic, which I think everybody should listen to.
Yeah, one of them's from the Daily Line, one of them is from the Illinois Policy Institute. Austin Berg is really not the group. I think has Eric Zorn and I looked at each other after the recent addition of a couple of new people to the Mincing Rascals, and we go, boy, the room just got smarter with these people.
Right.
Like, I know the questions. They seem to know the answers. We're going to play back the Mincing Rascals podcast as part of our Saturday broadcast. We always do that a little after 11, and you'll hear them breaking down a little bit why some of the teachers aren't happy with a potential 16% raise. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a complicated issue. I mean, you know, when I was listening to the conversation flying out here to Los Angeles, you know, it and really, you know, listening to a podcast when you have headphones on is the best because you get it. You know, you get all the nuances and everybody's voices and everything. And you know, I came away a little bit more enlightened about the topic, but also it's a very tough situation for both the teachers, the city, and the residents of the city of Chicago. There's no question about it.
You know what else lit up the phones this week, Lou, was the conversation about changing the name of the Museum of Science and Industry to the Kenneth C. Griffin. He's the billionaire from Citadel who donates a lot of money to causes in Chicago. But now the Museum of Science and Industry is the Kenneth C. Griffin Museum of Science and Industry.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you on that one, big boy?
I think that it'll always be the Museum of Science and Industry with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, God bless the people that donate to those causes and, you know, the philanthropy. You know, we have a lot of very generous people that make a lot of money that we all get to enjoy. If his donation means I get to enjoy the museum longer with my children and my grandchildren and, you know, generations down the line, you know, what's in a name?
$125 million.
Wow.
I said if I had that
much. That's John Williams money.
I said if I gave that, though, I would just feel it would be awkward to me. I'd be like, oh, you don't have to put my name on it. And they were all like, oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you know, I'm like, isn't the essence of philanthropy that you don't require that?
No, and
maybe,
some,
maybe Griffin didn't say that.
Yeah.
So,
well, very interesting topics on all. You do a good job. You know what? You should think about being a radio host.
I'm going to try that in about, I don't know, 6 seconds here, Lou.
See you, pal.